Now, Israel has ordered the deportation of a Palestinian French human rights lawyer. It comes after the government revoked Salah Hamouri's Jerusalem residency rights. He's been held without charge since March and has been imprisoned by Israel several times in the past. Amnesty International says his deportation would constitute a war crime. Well, I'm joined now by the wife of Salah Hamouri, Elsa Lefort. She's in Paris. Good to have you with us on the programme, Ms. Lefort. Can I just begin with your reaction to your husband's deportation?
Thank you for your invitation. Yesterday we've learned that Israel decided to deport my husband probably on Sunday, but until now we don't have the exact day. I mean, it's an awful news, and I cannot imagine how Salah must be sad and really for him. It's, you know, he's a son of Jerusalem. His life has been there until he was born. He was born there, and for him, this city is a part of himself. So. Yes, it's an horrible news for Salah, for our family, and also,
Does it come as any surprise to you, considering you yourself were deported back in 2016? It seems the Israelis really do have a gripe against your family.
No, I don't think it's just not just targeting Salah. They're targeting Salah because he's a lawyer and human rights defenders, and they are used to target human rights defenders or journalists. Since 20 years, Salah has been arrested by the Israelis, and he spent more than 9 years in prison. He has been submitted to travel bans, and so, as you said, as you mentioned, I was denied to enter Palestine and deported to France. So Salah is forced to live far from me and from our kids, and he has been under the the software Pegasus was found on his mobile. So, you know, it's a long harassment.
It's obviously a very difficult situation for you as a family. I'm wondering what sort of support you get from the French government. Have they tried to help you? Have they offered you any help? Or have they ignored your situation?
No. Since the beginning of this detention, they are following the case, and they are claiming that they are acting. I mean, they are asking the Israelis to release Salah and to enable him to live in Jerusalem, and also to allow me and my kids to join Salah in Jerusalem. But until now, we can see that. All the diplomatic effort didn't succeed. So yes, I know. I'm sure they did something, and also they claim that even the President Macron asked the Prime Minister, the Israeli Prime Minister, for all this the right of Salah. But until now, they don't have a good and successful answer. Mm-hmm.
Well, we shall see what happens, certainly, and we'll keep a very close eye on events that affect you and your family. Elsa Lefort, thanks for joining us from Paris.
Thank you.